Thank you very much. I think we're clear that this is a voluntary system in that parties do not need to sign up to the rules. But of course, if they do sign up to the rules, then they do need to mark. They don't have a choice once the rules are operating. And I hope everybody is clear on that. And I think it's important that any redraft of Article 3.7 does not give the impression that a party that has undertaken to be bound by the rules can decide whether he wants to implement them or not in a particular case. That surely wouldn't make any sense at all. So it is voluntary, as we see it, as to whether they are adopted. But once they are adopted, of course, then the parties are bound by the terms of the rules, and creditors will expect, for example, debtors to comply by their terms. So I hope that's clear. And subject to that, then I absolutely have no problem in emphasizing again that that the model rules themselves are a voluntary set of rules, which parties are not compelled to adopt unless states require them to do so. On the other hand, as far as existing information systems are concerned, one thing we could do is just to say very simply existing registration or information systems, and then hopefully that would cover everything, because the clear intention is that these rules are supplemental, they are complementary to what is going on at the moment. And if that little clarification will help, then of course we would have no objection to that. Thank you.